Welcome back. 517, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Joined now by Stephen Dynan, Washington Times political editor. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Welfare spending jumps 32% in 4 years.
Yeah, it's, I like to think I track spending pretty closely, but I was surprised that we'd seen that much. We knew that there was a boost from the stimulus, but yeah. We sort of thought that a lot of that had dissipated, and it turns out that no, it's actually sort of, some of it actually essentially looks like it's permanently built into the pipeline. A lot of that comes from Medicaid, which obviously is expanding under President Obama's health care law, but you know, just all around. So the gist of this is we got a new report out from Congressional Research Service that actually looks at the more than 80 different welfare programs out there, and welfare wow. programs essentially being ones that are means tested so that they're chiefly directed at low income Americans. And you know, among those 80 programs, we're talking about more than $750 billion in 2011 going to them.
All right. And then if you take the contribution from states, it pushes it up over a trillion. Is that what I hear?
Yep. 1.03 trillion, I believe, is the exact number. And so, you know, so the chief component of both federal and state there is Medicaid. That's the federal-state partnership program, healthcare program for the poor, which accounts for about 40% of federal spending and almost all of that extra 250 some odd billion dollars of state spending. And it's huge, and it's big, and it's growing. And that's, you know, those on all sides of the equation admit that that is a big driver in future budget deficits, just like Medicare. You know, healthcare spending, whoever you're spending it on, is going to grow, and it's going to grow faster than the economy, and it's going to grow faster than tax revenues will.
Yeah.
Going to need to deal with that.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the programs. Food stamps, SNAP, WIC, other acronyms.
You know. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I had no idea it had expanded to that. And I guess my next question is, how do you sustain that?
Well, that's a very good question. It's exactly sort of, well, I mean, it's exactly the debate that's going on right now in the presidential election. You know, this is, in some ways, when Mitt Romney had those caught-on-camera comments about the 47% being dependent on government and feeling like they were victims, you know, the 47% he was talking about, he was actually talking about those who don't pay income tax.
Yeah.
But, you know, the dependency part is the folks who make use of these programs. And so it's the presidential election will go us a long way towards telling us whether, you know, whether we continue in that direction of an ever-expanding social safety net. And if we do, then we're talking about either, you know, massive defense cuts or massive tax increases or maybe both in order to afford it, or, you know, or you go through Mitt Romney's solution, which is he would actually spend more on defense. So you're talking about what would have to be, if he's going to actually balance the budget, would have to be pretty big cuts to this. And, you know, it's a couple things I should say. The folks from the liberal standpoint say that they look at these numbers and they aren't as worried. They say that the growth right now is a result of the recession we're in, that we've expanded eligibility, but chiefly it's that the economy is so bad that there are more people who have fallen into poverty and near poverty and therefore qualify for these programs. And when the economy rebounds, they say that other than Medicaid, they say that most of these other programs will return to their historic average of spending. And they measure that spending as a percentage of the economy, a percentage of GDP. And so it's, you know, from that standpoint, if that's true, then those aren't the big drivers of budget deficits. We may still need to worry about tweaking the programs and make sure they're going to who they should go to, but they say that those aren't the real worry. The real thing to deal with is the growing cost of health care and how you deal with that.
How much is it, though, of the attitude, and I know some lawmakers on the right think this is part of the problem, people no longer consider welfare a form of temporary help. They get on these programs and they think they're going to stay on them the rest of their lives.
Well, you know, and this is part of what the most recent debate has been, not only just the Romney-Obama debate, but also Congress and the White House over the last 3.5 years or so have relaxed the requirements and broadened eligibility for a number of these welfare programs. You know, we recently went through this discussion of whether the welfare work requirements were actually being waived or not under President Obama's new
right.
executive, you know, new order there.
Yeah.
And you know, this is exactly what's at stake here is are these temporary programs, and are they supposed to be limited targeted programs, or how broad should they be? You know, do we want the social safety net to apply to 70% of Americans, or I mean, obviously it applies to anybody who falls into it, but do we think that 70% of Americans should meet the criteria for it, or do we think that it should be a much smaller percentage of Americans that meet the criteria? And that, you know, that percentage, the gap in there tells you whether you're going to have a lot of folks who are on this chronically or whether it's going to be a Band-Aid, which, you know, is essentially what it was designed for. It was designed as a help up, not a permanent solution.
Yeah. The timing of this announcement, now this was a request by a Republican member of Congress, and I can only assume that he perhaps knew these numbers were not going to look good for a certain person running for re-election?
Well, that may be true. Now, the Senator Sessions has actually, he's been on top of this, the food stamps part of this actually for quite some time. And, you know, several months actually he's been arguing about the expansion of food stamps in a talking point that has been picked up by Mitt Romney, who regularly talks about a 50% expansion in food stamps eligibility. So Senator Sessions has been working on that. He actually did a lot of the work about the Agriculture Department sort of partnering and advertising in Spanish language, trying to encourage folks to get on food stamps and whatnot. So he's been on top of these issues for a while, so I don't know that I would say that it's that's necessarily tied to the election, but it certainly, you know, the numbers come out. The other thing I would say, actually, is that the CRS report that he requested is an update of one that came out a couple of years ago, and so the numbers, we've had these programs identified for a while. The shocking thing there is that it wasn't just a stimulus boost, that it's been, you know, the increase looks like it's more permanent.
Yeah. Now, if you couple this with the other news that I was reading this afternoon, the numbers coming from the Treasury Department saying that we spend $11 for every 7 we take in, you can't sustain that, and that just contributes to a quicker ride to the fiscal cliff in my mind.
Yeah, you know, which is, you know, sort of interesting. The one thing that's become clear is that I've always been sort of the mind that it would take a balanced budget amendment to get Congress to stop borrowing from the future. You know,
yeah.
Whichever way that goes, whether it ties Republicans' hands so they stop cutting revenues, or whether it ties Democrats' hands so they stop spending more, you know, whatever way that cuts, that would be necessary. Actually, it's been sort of interesting, though the government does continue to spend. That number, borrowing $4 for every 11 they spend, is actually slightly lower than it has been the last 2 or 3 years. You know, that works out to about 31, 32 cents on the dollar,
mm-hmm.
and we have been borrowing more than 40 cents on the dollar. So, you know, it still sounds like a lot. I certainly couldn't get away with it in my personal life. I might like to try at some point, but it's, you know, but we're at least moving in the right direction there. So maybe we're on the verge of maybe not cutting up the credit card, but maybe pulling it out a lot less.
Yeah, if we're driving very quickly toward the fiscal cliff, I might run the credit cards up, you know.
Yeah.
Just do that. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the update on just a happy story, and we'll do it again. Thanks, Stephen.
My pleasure.
See you. Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor. Welfare spending jumps 32% in 4 years. Wow. 5:25, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.